أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولو تقول علينا بعض الأقاويل لأخذنا منه باليمين ثم لقطعنا منه الوتين فما منكم من أحد عنه حاجزين وإنه لتذكرة للمتقين وإنا لنعلم أن منكم مكذبين وإنه لحسرة على الكافرين وإنه لحق اليقين فسبح باسم ربك العظيم صدق الله العظيم. After Allah تبارك وتعالى clarified with certainty that this Quran, this Kitab is تنزيل من رب العالمين, it is the revelation from the Rabb of the entire universe, Allah سبحانه وتعالى speaks hypothetically with regards to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if perchance these occurrences had taken place, very highly impossible that our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have embarked on these improbabilities. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants to show us a very, very important point with regards to the authenticity of the Quran, the purity of the Quran, the honesty and truthfulness of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَلَوْ تَقَوَّلَ عَلَيْنَا بَعْضَ الْأَقَاوِيلِ, that if our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had fabricated against us any part of the word that is the Quran Kareem. Now it was never ever possible that our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would have inserted a single letter, a single alphabet extra in excess of what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had revealed. It was never ever possible that our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam would have removed a single alphabet from what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed. Far-fetched then would be Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam adding or deleting a word, or for that matter, changing a word of the Quran Kareem. But if perchance that would have happened, then la akhadna minhu bil yamin, then we would have certainly seized him by his right hand. Now here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows the pristine purity of the Quran, the authenticity of the Quran, that if that would have happened, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala would have seized Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And going further, ثُمَّ لَقَطَعْنَا مِنْهُ الْوَتِينَ, the word watin is in actual fact the artery that gives life to a person, which is called the life vein. And hence, we would have cut off that life vein of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In other words, he would have died instantly. So the fact that all that didn't happen, then not a single harf, not a single letter, not a single haraka was changed by our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, leave the words and leave the ayats of the Quran Sharif. So hence here, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows that as this Quran was revealed to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had conveyed it to his ummah, he conveyed it to you and I, and that is how the Quran Sharif is up to this very, very day. And hence here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala dispels any thought about what the Quraysh would say, that it is the word of a sha'ir, the word of a poet, or for that matter of a soothsayer. All of it now goes down the drain, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala establishes that this Quran is 100% the word of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. فَمَا مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ عَنْهُ حَاجِزِينَ, and there would have been none of you that would have been able to defend Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam if this was the case, if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala would have taken Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to task. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala further says with regards to the Quran, وَإِنَّهُ لَتَذْكِرَةٌ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, that certainly the Quran is a tazkira, it is an advice for the muttaqeen, for those that have taqwa, for those that have piety, the fear of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Like that the Quran Sharif speaks about itself, hudal linnas. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made the declaration that this kitab is a hidayat for the whole of mankind. But tadhkiratan lilmuttaqeen, who would benefit, which heart would benefit from the advices of the Quran, which heart will accept the Quran Sharif, which heart will become the recipient of the advice of the Quran, that heart that has the fear and the taqwa of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala within it. Wa inna lana'lamu anna minkum mukadhibin. And O insan, we know that you are mukadhibin, that you are deniers of the Quran, that this very, very beautiful advice that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given, by and large, the world had denied it. The first listeners to the Quran, that is the Quraysh of Makkah, had also denied this message of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and that shows it is the issue of the heart. That heart was not inclined towards Allah, that heart had no fear of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that heart did not have a sense of piety, and hence, generally, by and large, man had rejected this kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The result of the rejection will be, وَإِنَّهُ لَحَسْرَةٌ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. And certainly this Quran will become a means of hasrat, it will become a means of regret, a means of agony for the kafirin, for the disbelievers, that they, on the day of Qiyamah, when they realize the truth of this Quran, when they realize the value of this Quran, that this Quran will become an intercessor for those that valued the Quran, those that learnt and recited the Quran, those that fulfilled the haqq of the Quran, then obviously for them will be remorse, for them will be regret. Then how we wish that we had brought this Quran into our lives, how we wish we had believed in the Quran. وَإِنَّهُ لَحَقُّ الْيَقِينَ. Despite the fact that they have denied the Quran, the truth about it is that certainly the Quran is the truth of certainty. There is absolutely, absolutely no doubt with regards to the Quran, to the words of the Quran. There is no doubt that this kitab had emanated and come down from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and revealed by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. There is absolutely no doubt in the subject matter and the content of the Quran. There is no doubt in the advices of the Quran Kareem. Not an aspect of the Quran is doubtful, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the term haqqul yaqeen, that it is an absolute certainty of truth. And hence Allah says, فَسَبِّحْ بِسْمِ رَبِّكَ الْعَظِيمِ, that whatever allegations they had laid against you, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your duty, your responsibility is always to turn the heart towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So pray so glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, glorify the name of your Rabb Al-Azim, that Rabb who is the greatest, and continue to do so in that you continuously praise Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, you continuously speak of the purity of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and you link yourself to Allah Rabbul Izzat. In the hadith, when this ayat of the Quran Sharif was revealed, then our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that we will preserve this in our ruku, and that is why in response to this ayah, فَسَبِّحْ بِسْمِ رَبِّكَ الْعَظِيمِ, we say سُبْحَانَ رَبِّيَ الْعَظِيمِ in our ruku. And when the ayah سَبِّحْ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ الْأَعْلَى was revealed, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, we will preserve this in our sajda, and hence that is why we say سُبْحَانَ رَبِّيَ الْأَعْلَى in our sajda. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.